It's potentially good news this morning for retirees already struggling with record low interest rates and dwindling returns from bank deposits. The Treasurer says he's reviewing the interest rate on the government-backed pension loan scheme for reverse mortgages to reflect cuts to official interest rates. Retiree groups have accused the government of gouging pensioners by not passing on the rate cuts to reverse mortgages. With more on this story, I'm joined now by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. And Pete, it sounds a bit complicated, but this is a small victory for retirees hurt by low interest rates?
Well, yes, Sarah, the government pension loan scheme was set up in 1985, so older Australians who are assets rich but cash poor can get a fortnightly loan to supplement their income. In other words, a reverse mortgage. They stay in their home but can get an income stream against the equity in the property. This loan, of course, has to be repaid, and the current rate is 5.25%. That interest rate hasn't changed despite the Reserve Bank's cash rate falling to 0.75%. All this at a time when the Prime Minister and Treasurer have been criticising banks for not passing on official rate cuts in full to borrowers. Retirees hurt by low rates recently won a slightly better deal on the deeming rate, but the failure to reduce the reverse mortgage rate is gouging, according to Ian Henschke, Chief Advocate at National Seniors Australia.
Well, I think the government has to look at not just the pension loan scheme, but interest rates in general, because deeming rates are out of whack as well. I think the first thing they need to do is recognise that we've got the lowest interest rates on record, and at the cash rate's 0.75 at the moment, and they're effectively charging pensioners 5.25% for loans.
So from what you're seeing, are retirees being gouged by the government?
Well, you've got to question the gap between the cash rate, the RBA cash rate, 0.75, and the deeming rate, which is sitting at 3%. You've got the pension loan scheme at 5.25%. The facts tell it all. It's a means of making money. They are balancing the budget on the backs of pensioners and retirees.
When the Reserve Bank cut rates for the third time this year in October a few weeks ago, the Prime Minister and Treasurer slammed banks for not passing on the rate cut in full. So do you see some hypocrisy here?
Well, if you're attacking the banks, you've got to do something about your own house and get it in order. I mean, the deeming rates, I go back to that because that affects 660,000 part pensioners at the moment in Australia, and those people are being deemed to be earning on money above $51,000 3% interest. There's no way in the world you can get that money. And only this week, Peter Costello, who was Treasurer of this country for 11 years, came out and said the government has got it wrong and it has to do something about it.
So do you think it's pretty clear now that the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, sees a potential double standard given that he's now announced a review into reverse mortgage rates?
I think it's pretty clear there's double standard here. If you say to a bank that you are committing appalling behaviour by not passing on the full rate, you can't go around saying that the banks have got it wrong without the conclusion being you've got it wrong. But the difference being the government is there supposedly to help pensioners not make money out of them.
That's Ian Henschke, the Chief Advocate at National Seniors Australia. And Pete, how's the Treasurer's Office responding to those claims there from Ian Henschke that pensioners are being gouged?
Well, Mr. Frydenberg says the government's 5.25% interest rate for reverse mortgages is lower than parts of the private sector, though Ian Henschke cites at least one commercial operator with a slightly better deal. But Mr. Frydenberg says the rate reflects the higher risk for reverse mortgages, but that the government continually monitors what's appropriate, and as a result of the pressure, there will be a review.
And Pete, while you're talking about interest rates, what chance is there that we'll see another cut this year?
Well, there had been bets on a Melbourne Cup Day rate cut. That's now strictly back with the horses, with about a 20% chance of the cash rate falling to 0.5%. That's after the most recent jobless rate fell. The focus is now on next year, with some economists tipping not one but two rate cuts going as low as 0.25% before the RBA stops short of zero and intervenes with unconventional monetary policy. That's quantitative easing, otherwise known as metaphorical money printing, to get people spending.
All right, Pete, thanks. That's our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.